Please bow with me in prayer. Holy Spirit, we ask that in our worship service today, you would fill us with your power so that when we leave and go out into the world, we may speak the word of God with boldness and effectiveness. And we ask it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. At this time, I just would like to remind everybody to register in our attendance booklets, always passed to the right across the pew, and then if you were the last one to sign over here, you're right, just go ahead and set it down. Our yellow prayer slips and praise slips are in front of you in the pew. If you have any, please, the ushers will come around during the first hymnal and give those to them. Please know that you can do this anonymously. You can write your first name. You can just write whatever your prayer or praise is, and we will lift those up for you as your church family. For announcements, I do want anybody who is going to go to the Valentine's dinner, okay, next Sunday, if you would like to carpool, they will be leaving after the church service next Sunday. They will organize, get whatever. So if you come to church, you want to catch a ride with somebody, not drive by yourself, carpooling will be available, okay? You don't need to register or sign up. Just be here at church, after church, for the carpooling. My next announcement, it is my time again. I am the liaison for the Pregnancy Help Center, okay, down in Alamogordo. You see my baby bottles with little stuffed animals or a baby rattle or something to catch your eye. If you would like to support and be a part of this fundraiser, please feel free to take the baby bottle. There are instructions on here about what the program is about, as well as how you can make your donations. This is a fundraiser, and it lasts until the last Sunday in February. So please feel free, if you have questions or anything and you'd like some more information, I would be more than happy to visit with you. I do want to let the men and the women know that there will be a meeting next Friday, okay, or next Saturday, excuse me, 8 a.m. for the Methodist men, and then at 10 a.m., and if you see those initials, it is MMW is what we gathered last month, and we have decided to name our women's group Mountain Moving women. Okay, so any woman who would like to be a part of our group, we are just starting again. Of course, our main goal is just to work in the Spirit and be God's hands and feet. Please come join us next Saturday, 10 o'clock in the library. I know that Karen has a couple of announcements.
Pastor has asked me to make everyone clear on, you will find in your bulletins the invitation that is in all the bulletins. And what this is, she talked to y'all last Sunday, I missed that, but you'll find the envelope with the invitation in it. This is for the potluck on the 23rd, and that is going to be called Love Sunday. Your invitation is for you to share with someone, a friend, a neighbor, or someone in need who needs some tender, loving care. Invite them to come to the potluck with you. If you're going to bring someone and have invited someone to join us, just let us know so we know we're prepared with about how many people will be here other than the norm. And there will be a drawing and gifts for those who attend. So let's make this event a good time in fellowship for all and others in our community that need a little TLC. The other thing, you're going to find some blankets back in the back and some packets of first aid type stuff, toothpaste, different things like that. And those articles are for anyone who would like to pick one up and pass it out to the homeless if they run into anyone. This is a way we can help them feel significant, not invisible. Please pick them up as you leave. Thanks.
Please turn in your Faith We Sing books to page 2070. He is exalted.
He is exalted, the King is exalted on high. I will praise him. He is exalted, forever exalted. I will praise his name. He is the Lord, forever his truth shall reign. Heaven and earth rejoice in his holy name. He is exalted, the King is exalted on high. He is exalted, the King is exalted on high. I will praise him, he is exalted, forever exalted, and I will praise his name. He is the Lord, forever his truth shall reign. In his holy name, he is exalted, the King is exalted on high.
Please stand for our call to worship. Lord, you are sovereign.
The seas roar, the fields exult.
All the people gather here, sing for joy in anticipation of your holy presence.
We long to belong to you and be completed in your word.
O God, reveal the power of your majesty to us, as our voices join the ongoing song of mercy and grace.
Let's worship the Lord in holy splendor.
Amen. Amen. Let us turn to 881 and our Methodist hymnal for our Apostles' Creed, and we will read together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit,
born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he arose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Please remain standing for our Old Testament reading in our church pew Bible. That is page 380, and it is out of the book of Judges, chapter 6, 1 through 15. Again, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord, and for 7 years he gave them into the hands of the Midianites, because the power of Midian was so oppressive, the Israelites prepared shelters for themselves in mountain clefts, caves, and strongholds. Whenever the Israelites planted their crops, the Midianites and other eastern peoples invaded the country. They camped on the land and ruined the crops all the way to Gaza, and did not spare a living thing for Israel, neither sheep nor cattle nor donkeys. They came up with their livestock and their tents like swarms of locusts. It was impossible to count the men and their camel. They invaded the land to ravage it. Midian so impoverished the Israelites that they cried out to the Lord for help. When the Israelites cried to the Lord because of Midian, he sent them a prophet who said, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I brought you up out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. I snatched you from the power of Egypt and from the hand of all your oppressors. I drove them before you and gave you their land. I said to you, 'I am the Lord your God. Do not worship the gods of the Amorites in whose land you live.' But you have not listened to me." The angel of the Lord came and sat down under the oak in Ophrah that belonged to Joash the Abizrite, where his son Gideon was threshing wheat in the winepress to keep it from the Midianites. When the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." "But sir," Gideon replied, "if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? Where are all his wonders that our fathers told us about when they said, 'Did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt?' But now the Lord has abandoned us and put us into the hand of Midian." The Lord turned to him and said, "Go in the strength you have and save Israel out of Midian's hand. Am I not sending you?" "But Lord," Gideon asked, "how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family." The Lord answered, "I will be with you, and you will strike down all the Midianites together." And this is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please turn in your Faith We Sing book to 2087. We will glorify the King of Kings. Thank you.
glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify the Lamb. We will glorify the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. For Jehovah reigns in majesty. We will bow before the throne. We will worship Him in righteousness. We will worship Him alone. He is Lord of heaven, Lord of earth. He is Lord of all who live. He is Lord above the universe. All praise to Him we give. Alleluia to the King of Kings. Alleluia to the Lamb. Alleluia to the Lord of Lords, who is the great I.
May be seated.
Let us continue with our prayer of confession and read in unison. O Lord, our God, we confess to you our unfaithfulness, our divided loyalties, our dancing around the truth. We look for human approval instead of seeking to serve you. We answer to human authority instead of listening for your word. We turn our hearts back to you, consume our sin with holy fire, and set us free to sing your praise. Amen. And I will read our declaration of forgiveness. This is the gospel, the good news we have received, that our Lord Jesus Christ loves us and gave his life to set us free from our sins. Hear the good news. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Thanks be to God. And then may our ushers come up for offertory.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gifts you have given us this week. And Lord, as we at this time have our turn to give back to you, of which we could never ever totally repay, but Lord, I just ask that as we give to you today, let us give joyfully, graciously, and lovingly to spread your word among our world, our community, our friends, and even to ourselves. And this we pray in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Sin and our guilt, yonder on Calvary.
now for our children's moment.
Testing. Am I on?
Yes. Okay. Today, I have some little things here.
Sorry. Okay. What are these little things?
Face cream.
Face cream. Actually, they're samples, that's right. So, and what do you think we have samples for?
Try something new.
Right. What else? Where else do we get to have samples? Like at Walmart? The grocery stores? They have all kinds of yummy things usually to sample, don't they?
No.
So, what do you think we are? You think we are samples? We are a sample of God. Aren't we a little piece of Him? Well, maybe if we're always nice to people and treat them like they need to be treated and think about others and give out some hugs and things, we're being more godlike. And so maybe if people that don't know what being a Christian is or anything might think that being a Christian is no fun, but if they got to know us, they would begin to see Jesus living in us. So then maybe they would start to go, oh, I like being around her, and then maybe they would want to come to church, or maybe they would start being nice. So maybe they would decide to love and follow Jesus just like we do. So let's just try to be better samples. We are a sample size of God. We're a little bit of Him, aren't we? So we'll say a prayer, okay? Dear Lord, thank you for making us a part of you. And be with us and help us to be better samples of you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
It is now time for our sharing of joys and concerns, and we do have one slip here today that came from Deb, but I think that there's probably a lot more of you that have Dave and Jane Sutherland on your hearts and in your prayers this week, so it has been asked that we continue to remember Dave and Jane as they face what they have to face here in the near future. I know that results have come in, and so they have a lot to deal with right now. So anyway, please continue to keep Dave and Jane Sutherland in your prayers as they face this. If there are no others, let's bow our heads and let's go to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious and loving Savior, you and only you know our hearts. You know what our concerns are. You know our burdens. You know the ones who need the loving touch of your healing hand, the ones who need the peace that only you can offer, the ones who need your protection, Lord. All of these we lift up to you today, Lord, and we ask that you hear our prayer. Lord, we ask that you guide us to be what you need us to be, to see the needs of these that we have mentioned, Lord. And we ask, Lord, that you hear the prayer that you have taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I ain't clear the way here. Don't get nervous. It just looks like a lot. Okay. First of all, I would like to thank you for giving me this opportunity this morning to share with you. And I'd also like to thank you this morning. I feel really blessed for all the words of encouragement, the prayers, the hugs. So it really helps a lot. Craig even told me that if I pass out that I'm in good hands, because he and Lance and whoever else are EMTs in this building are here to be with me. So he also has control of the mic, so he can turn me up and he can turn me down when he feels need to do. So anyway, I do thank you very much. It's always a very humbling experience to stand on this side of the pulpit, and I think that everyone should try it just once. Yes. When I was asked to speak this Sunday, I'll be honest with you, I was a little hesitant. Terry and I have been lay speakers in the Methodist Church for close to 25 years, but where Terry is more comfortable speaking to people that he doesn't know very well, I tend to be most comfortable sharing with people I know. So because I still feel new, a little new in this church, even though I've been here a year, because I still feel a little new, and because maybe you don't know much about me for good reasons, maybe, I'm just a little outside my comfort zone this morning, so bear with me. That being said, I'm going to begin this morning by telling you just a little bit about Mary Shule. I was telling Terry last night, you think about these things way ahead in advance, and you have to sit down then and put it together and try to condense it so I just really don't overwhelm you with too many things that you probably don't need or want to know. But anyway, I don't have a dramatic hallelujah come to Jesus moment in my life to share with you. I don't. I was very fortunate to be born to two very wonderful Christian parents, and honestly, I can't remember a single day in my life that God has not been a part of it. So I'm very fortunate. When Terry and I married, he was Episcopalian and I was a Baptist. And we like to say that we kind of met in the middle and we became Methodists. But for many reasons, that church, that the first church we stepped into to visit was the First United Methodist Church in Crane. And it was home, and it was home to us for 37 years until we moved here. And I was trying to think last night about when we moved here, and I don't think Terry and I really even had a conversation about joining this church. I think we just both knew we would. So it wasn't ever something that we had to discuss. It was just something that we knew it would happen. And we thank you for welcoming us into this church as you have. Now, I'm going to skip you know, I'm not going to go through everything. But now, just because God has always been a part of my life, and even though I was very active in the church and served in just about every way you could possibly imagine, and that's not a bragging thing, that's a not being able to say no thing. No, I'm just teasing. But that doesn't mean that my relationship with God was always the best, okay? That doesn't mean that I always had the best relationship. A relationship, yes, but not maybe always the best relationship. In our house in Crane, I don't think it was what this little room was intended for, but it was a little room that I claimed off the side of the dining room to be my room. It was a place that I went to study, a place that I went to read, and a place that I went to pray. A place that I went to just be alone with God. And I loved that room. I decorated it exactly the way I wanted it. It didn't matter who liked it and who didn't. It was my room. Terry will tell you it was a little bit over the top. It was purple. It was purple and red. I'm not going to lie. I had a couple of boas in that room hung from things, but that's okay. It was my room to be comfortable there with God. I could be myself with God there. I could be angry at God and go to that room. I could be frustrated with God and go to that room. I could just be happy in that room with God, and it was my place. But as I became more and more involved in the church on the local level, the district level, the conference level, and as I read more books and did more studies, one day I realized and noticed that my visits to that room were becoming fewer and fewer. And when I did go to that room, I felt really burdened and overwhelmed. And I felt that God was putting too many things on my heart. Things that I didn't know how to get done. And dadgum, I wasn't already doing enough. I felt burdened by prayer requests and the amount of time it took for me to get them all prayed for. I was frustrated because I felt that I was supposed to solve problems that I didn't know how to solve. I thought that I was supposed to answer questions that I didn't have an answer for. I felt like I was being called to be somebody that I couldn't be. And I thought that if I closed that door and didn't go into that room, then God would leave me alone. Boy, was I wrong. Yeah. I chose the Old Testament reading this morning because we have recently studied about Gideon in our Sunday school class. And just like Gideon, I was hiding. And just like Gideon, God found me and told me that he saw way more in me than I saw in myself. Now, I'm not going to lie to you this morning, because I'm going to tell you it's happened just recently when I was asked to serve on a couple of committees here at this church. And there's certain people that can tell you I had every excuse you can possibly imagine to get out of some of these things that I've been asked to do. But God saw it differently. I've learned that you can't hide in the mountains. God's here too. It doesn't work. God made it clear to me that I don't have to have all the answers. I don't have to solve all the problems. And the following is what he laid on my heart. And after all the years I've spent in church, after all the Bible studies, after all the retreats, after all the Sunday school classes, seminars, and I could go on and on, this is what sums it all up for me. This is what I am 100% sure about. And this is what gives me peace. And I titled this, All I really need to know about God, I learned at CK's and Camp Sunshine. Now, I need to clarify that. CKs are not my jeans. I'm not talking about my blue jeans, okay? I know all of y'all remember CKs, Calvin Klein's, but CKs is short for Christ Kids, and Christ Kids is a children's program that I was a part of, an after-school program for pre-K through fifth grade. And Camp Sunshine, I know most of y'all have heard me talk about Camp Sunshine, is a camp for developmentally delayed adults out at Sacramento that I'm a part of. Through the years, I've been a part of both of these programs, and God, the kids, and the campers have taught me so much. And the main thing is that for the most part, everything is a lot simpler than we make it. We the people, we complicate things, not God. First of all, I learned that it's okay to pray about everything and anything. A scraped knee, even if it happened over a year ago and there's no evidence, not even a scar left to as evidence. Lost pets, even the ones that have already been found, but that's still a concern because they were lost and they were scared. Bowling alleys. Yep, I prayed for bowling alleys. I prayed for shoestrings. I prayed for imaginary friends. Anything goes. Sometimes we as adults think something is too silly or too trivial, and God is too busy to care about those things. But Philippians 4:6 tells us, don't worry about anything. No matter what happens, tell God about everything. Ask and pray and give thanks to Him. I also learned that I don't have to have a set time to pray. I don't have to have a set place to pray. I don't have to have a little room. I can pray anytime, anywhere. And if God puts someone or something on my heart, I just get it done right then. Some of you, if you pass me, you might see me talking to myself in the car, and there might not be anybody else in there with me. Now, Terry would tell you that I'm probably talking to all the other drivers around. He reminds me that I talk to them often. Maybe I'm praying for them. Mostly I'm just talking to God. I have those conversations a lot in the car, and I do keep my eyes open. But I pray a lot in the car when I'm by myself. And I talk out loud to Him in the car. So if you ever see that, just know. But anyway, I found out that the most important prayer that I pray on a daily basis is for myself. I shared a prayer with the kids that I've shared at CK's for many years a couple of weeks ago. And that's what I pray every day. Help me, dear Lord, to hear today what I need to hear. Help me to see what you need me to see. Help me to speak what you need me to speak. Help me to do what you need me to do. And most of all, help me to be what you need me to be. I've learned that God only asks three things of us, just three things. Number one, to accept Him for who He is. Exodus 3:14 says, God said to Moses, I am who I am. We ask a lot of questions. We ask why. We ask how, when, who. But what really, we struggle. I'm getting ahead of myself. We struggle. We all have our own opinions, our own ideas, our own interpretations. But what really matters is that we just acknowledge and accept Him for who He is. No questions asked. And this is where faith comes in, childlike faith. Mark 10:15 says, Jesus said, what I am about to tell you is true. Anyone who will not receive God's kingdom like a child will never enter it. I can only imagine. That's what I think about. I can only imagine what it's going to be like. Number two, he asks us to love him. Luke 10:27. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Love him with all your strength and all your mind. And I really don't think there's any explanations needed. Number three, we're going to finish that verse. And love your neighbor as you love yourself. I've asked this question many times in CK's, Camp Sunshine, and other things. Who is our neighbor? And of course, the answer is always the same. Everyone. Everyone is our neighbor. Even the ones that we feel we shouldn't have to love. Especially not as much as we love ourselves. To explain who our neighbor is, Jesus tells us the parable of the Good Samaritan. But this morning, I'm going to tell you Uriah's story. And to y'all that are in our Sunday school class, I know I've told this story to y'all before, so please bear with me. And sometimes it's hard for me to get through this story without crying, so there's another apology. But anyway, Uriah is my 7-year-old grandson. And this happened when Uriah was 5 years old, and he had just started kindergarten. And unfortunately, today, our kids have to have what they call lockdown drills in the schools. And I don't know if it was the teacher that explained it to him this way, or what adult explained it to him this way, or if it was his mother, maybe, that explained it. But someone had explained to Uriah that we do this because in case a stranger comes into our classroom or our school and tries to hurt us. Well, that concerned Uriah a great deal. And my daughter told me that night when he went to bed, when she was putting him to bed, he asked his mother, he said, "I don't understand, Mom, why a stranger would want to come into my school and hurt me and my friends." And he struggled with this for days, Destry said. He thought about it at night, and he had asked her every night different questions. And she said, "Mom, I tried to answer them the best I could and reassure him the best I could." She said he really didn't come across as being scared, but more concerned. And a couple of weeks passed, and she thought, "Oh, we've gotten past this." And he told her one night when she was putting him to bed, he said, "Mom, I think I figured out why a stranger would want to come into our schools and hurt us." And Destry said, "Oh, really?" She said, "Why do you think that? What have you figured out, Uriah?" And he said, "Well, I think it's because that stranger doesn't have Jesus in his heart." And Destry said, "You know what, Uriah, I think you're right." And she said, "What do you think we can do about that?" And Uriah said, "We can pray for him." How many of you have thought to pray for the stranger before he hurts you? My friends, that stranger is our neighbor. He is our neighbor. To review, the three things God asks of us are to accept him, to love him, and to love others. I really don't think it gets much simpler than that. The third and final thing that I learned is that this book right here, was written for me. It's my very own personal guidebook. Several years ago at CK's, when our theme was football, we called this our playbook for life. The next year, we dove deep into the Bible with our ocean theme, and we called it our map. This book was not written for me to read and to tell everyone around me what they are doing wrong or how to fix it. Nope. It was written for me. Psalms 119:105 says, "Your word is a light, is a lamp that shows me the way. It is a light that guides me." It's pretty much common sense. If I read this and I apply it to my life is going to be a lot better for it, a lot better for it. And hopefully, along the way, I can share and influence others to do the same. 2 years ago at Camp Sunshine, our theme was freedom. Galatians 5:13 says, "My brothers and sisters, you were chosen to be free. But don't use your freedom as an excuse to live under the power of sin. Instead, serve one another in love." At camp that year, I would say to the campers, anytime we gathered as a big group, I would shout to the campers, "Camp Sunshine, you are free because," and they would all answer, "We believe." Now I'm going to close with something for you to think about, because a dear friend of mine, Pastor Scott Metter, challenged me with this question at the end of that week of camp. He said, "Hey Mary, are we free because we believe, or do we believe because we are free?" Amen.
Please turn in your hymnals to page 560 and stand as we sing "Help Us Accept Each Other." Help us accept each other as Christ accepted us, each us as sisters, brother, each person to embrace. Be present, Lord, among us and bring us to believe. We are ourselves accepted, meant to love and live. Just, O Lord, your lessons as in our daily life we struggle to be human and search for truth and faith. Teach us to care for people, for all, not just for some, to love them as we find them, as they may become. Let your acceptance change us so that we may be moved in living situations to do the truth in love. Practice your acceptance until we know by heart the table of forgiveness and laughter's healing heart. To raise encounters with all who are in need, hunger for acceptance, for righteousness and mercy. New eyes for seeing, new hands for holding on. Renew us with your spirit, Lord, free us, make us one.
And now as we go, Lord, fill us with your heart and lead us in your love to those around us. Amen.
Amen. Go now in peace, go now in peace. May the love of God surround you everywhere, everywhere you may go. Go now in peace, go now in peace. May the love of God surround you everywhere, everywhere.
Thank you.
Get my stuff out from under here.
You had a point.
everybody can do this once.
That's right. Once.